Kofi, thanks so much for joining me here on Autism Stories.
Yeah, no problem.
I'd like to start off by learning about your story and where in the autistic community would you say your story begins?
In the autistic community, I would say, in a way, it began on TikTok. I was able to meet other autistic people my age, and that was really important for me. The first video I ever made on TikTok that went viral was just me showing the world how I made my special box for all of my comfort items when I was overwhelmed. So I called it a meltdown box. Every time if I had an autistic meltdown, I would pull out that box, and I had headphones and earplugs and just maybe a stuffed animal, just anything that was comforting to me. And people really liked it. So that's how I started making videos with different things like that.
And you mentioned about TikTok, and that's how I learned about you. And not too long ago on TikTok, I saw that where you asked Black autistics to comment on what they wish people knew, and it sounded to your surprise you got over 400 comments. That's quite a bit, and that's wonderful to hear. And there were some really wonderful comments, but I was wondering about your answer to that question. What do you wish people knew about your autistic experience?
So basically, I wish people knew that there's a lot going on beneath the surface, especially with my autism. I never mean to seem rude or antisocial, but I do prefer to be alone often. It just kind of allows me to relax and not worry about the criticism of others. I always mean well, but it just took a long time for me to figure out how to maintain a friendship. It was easy for me to make friends, but maintaining it was harder for me and something I had to learn. So I also wish that they knew that even when I seem fine, I can really be struggling. And sometimes it takes all of my energy to deal with that. But I am very good at masking my discomfort, and I don't like asking for help.
You earned a Juris Doctorate, and I wanted to ask you about an academy that you decided to go to prior to earning this degree. And the academy is based on, from what I understand, the early college high school model. So, for those that might not know, the early college high school blend high school and college work in a rigorous yet supportive program. I'm compressing the time that it takes to complete a high school diploma and a college degree. So, what was it about this academy do you think that helped you grow that maybe a traditional high school might not have done?
Right. So at the time, it allowed for a lot of freedom and independence. I think that's just what I needed. It's a college campus where I could kind of roam wherever I wanted as long as I still made it to class. That might not work for everyone, but I think that it really helped me to not feel pressure to conform to the cliquish lifestyle of being in high school. And I felt more like I could be myself. It also started later in the day, around maybe 10 a.m. or 11 a.m., and this allowed me to get oriented before I started learning for the day. Like, who wants to do algebra at 8 a.m.? It just seems it's not right.
No. That does sound amazing because I remember I had to, before I started driving, I had to get up at like 6:15 to get to
Ooh.
school. Yeah, like a bus would come and like I wasn't even like I think aware that I was awake for a few hours. So
Right.
yeah. So you're a lawyer and I wanted to learn about because you decided to disclose about your autisms when there may be, or there's, I'm sure, many lawyers that are autistic that are fearful of this disclosure. What went into the decision for you to be open about your autism?
I've thought about this a lot. I know that it started when people in real life who I knew personally stumbled upon my TikTok or found me on TikTok. And so they would learn that I was autistic. And I've just decided that it's any negative reaction that they have to it roots from not understanding that autism exists on a spectrum or not understanding what autism is. So if you're misinformed about autism, I mean, I'm here to inform. And I understand that actually being an attorney, a good attorney at least, it's consistent with a lot of autistic traits that I have, like being straightforward about things, being clear cut and logical about things. And I'm also excellent when it comes to building arguments. So being detail oriented and having other skills like that, it's not exactly outside of the box when it comes to fitting within the paradigm of being an attorney. But when someone, at the end of the day, if someone thinks that I'm less than because of my autism and being an attorney, it just roots from ignorance. And there's really no excuse for that, especially not when we have the internet.
I'm curious because when I've talked to other lawyers here on Autism Stories, they talked about some of the challenges of law school. It's a very ableist system in a lot of ways. What were your
Oh,
experiences
yes.
like?
It was very difficult. I would say that what was most difficult was not the information, even though the information is very, can be very hard to learn. It's just navigating the social games that go on in law school, such as networking or trying to meet other people just as friends. It can be really difficult. People are very on edge in law school already. Some people put themselves in very difficult situations going to law school financially, emotionally. And one of the biggest challenges, I think, was the way that they set up the Socratic method in class, where you may be studying something in a chapter. Let's say you had something to study last night, and the professor calls on you, and you just have to stand up and give the answer correctly. There are a lot of issues with that when you're autistic, especially when dealing with selective mutism. Something that is, I think, being newly researched is the way that autistic people, even though some of us can speak and can articulate what we mean, convey it to other people, it's difficult to not have an order in which to speak. There's no, oh, you're going first, you're going second. There's just surprise, now talk. So just being forced to speak as an autistic person is very difficult, even if you know the answer. We already have a lot of anxiety, and that was something difficult to navigate for me.
I remember being in school, and if I was called, that was the thing I was most fearful of, is being called on in class. Because, I didn't realize it back then, but oh, I have to process what you're asking me. Like, if you just asked me my name, I would like have to like process that and have to think about it. So that.
Yes, it can be very simple, even, but it causes a lot of anxiety to not know what's going to happen next in that way. There was also, law professors are notoriously difficult. They can be, at least for me, they were very strict. Some of them were nice, but some of them can be very strict, and that causes a lot of anxiety too. And at some point, you have to kind of learn that, oh, they are scaring everyone. It's not just me because I'm autistic. And that might look different for different people. If you already knew you were autistic going into law school, for example, I was diagnosed in law school. So I actually did ha about half of it and didn't even know what was going on with me. But after being diagnosed, it helped a lot just knowing what my likes and dislikes were and why.
Now, something that you did that I would love to learn more about is that you were the founder and president of the first ever student chapter of the National Police Accountability Project. What were some important things you learned, maybe positively or negatively, about during this experience?
Right. Starting the organization wasn't easy in the beginning. There's these steps and procedures for starting an organization at a law school, but I was really inspired to start the National Police Accountability Project student chapter during the intensity of the Black Lives Matter movement after George Floyd was murdered. I was out protesting and raising awareness, and I really just wanted to create a safe space for students to gather and discuss civil rights topics. I happened to meet the director of the National Police Accountability Project, and we discussed starting a student chapter at my law school. But I got to go to a meeting at the student chapter where they had Kelsey Corcoran speaking. She was a clerk for Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the Supreme Court Justice, and I've just learned to basically persevere and strive for what you want, and that justice, seeking justice, can be very hard work.
Something that I've talked about with a few others here on Autism Stories is drag. And from what I understand, drag is a special interest of yours. So what is it about drag that you fell in love with?
Yes, I love drag a lot. I think it's because of the very obvious and exaggerated visual stimulation that it provides and the artistry of it in general. There are no rules to drag, and I think that's why a lot of autistic people can be drawn to it. It just bends the neurotypical rules of society, and I think it makes us feel affirmed.
And then lastly, how can our listeners learn about you beyond this interview?
Oh, you can follow me on TikTok at Autistically Kofi or on YouTube at Autistically Kofi.
And I very much encourage them to do so. I very much enjoyed your TikTok channel. So thanks so much, Kofi, for
Thank you.
making time to talk with me today.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.